The Palestinian Authority today announced plans for presidential and parliamentary elections in January. An aide to Yasser Arafat says the Palestinian leader will run for re-election, that despite President Bush's call for a new Palestinian leadership. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from the West Bank city of Jericho.
Palestinian Cabinet Minister Saab Erekat announced the elections at a news conference here, but quickly denied that the timing was connected to President Bush's speech on Monday. Erekat said Palestinians are serious about free elections.
We're saying this in response to Palestinian needs. We're saying this because we've been working on this reform for months.
Palestinian Planning Minister Nabil Shaath said Arafat told him he will run for re-election. The only challenger so far is Abdel Sattar Qassem, a little-known American-educated political science professor who's a sharp critic of Arafat. Erekat also announced that the Palestinian Basic Law, the equivalent of a constitution which Arafat had delayed ratifying for years, will take effect in July. It provides for a separation of powers and enshrines basic human rights, such as due process. Erekat said the Palestinian financial and judicial authorities will be overhauled, and the security services will be placed under a unified command. Palestinian critics of Yasser Arafat have long called for these reforms. Jonathan Kutab, a human rights activist, says whether they are implemented will depend on the Bush administration.
They have the power to impose them. They have been the shield, they and the Israelis have been the shield that has protected the Palestinian Authority from making the reforms that the people have been demanding from day one. I think if the international community is serious about it, these reforms will take place, whether Yasser Arafat likes it or not.
But Kutab said he doubts the United States is really committed to Palestinian reform. Today's election announcement was supposed to have been made in Ramallah, the Palestinians' political and commercial capital. But like most other West Bank towns, Ramallah is now under Israeli occupation again. Only Jericho has been spared, but all roads leading to the city are effectively sealed off by the Israeli army. Erekat said the Israeli prime minister is out to destroy the Palestinian Authority.
Unfortunately, while Palestinians are engaged in reform, Ariel Sharon is engaged in deform. Today, Palestinians are under full Israeli occupation.
In Jericho today, some residents said they believed an Israeli reoccupation of their city is just a matter of time. Others, like Abu Saleh Al-Walaja, a greengrocer, focused on the deteriorating economy. People are buying much, much less, he says, just necessities like tomatoes and cucumbers. But even fruit, which is a little more expensive, they buy only for guests. A young woman shopper agreed. She said her husband, like most men in Jericho, used to work in Israel, but has been unable to reach his job since soon after the Palestinian uprising began 21 months ago. She says they're living on savings and donations from family members. She looked longingly at a display of purple plums, but passed when she heard the price. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jericho, on the West Bank.